KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
All right, and now it is time for Coastal Currents. Here we go. It's brought to you by Cocotat. It's brought to you by Bayside Garden Supply. It's brought to you by Singing Tree. It's brought to you by Garden Gate. We're on board. Hey, Jessica Hall.
Hey, Mike Donkers.
So, we got a full thing. We're going to talk about Swimmable Humboldt Day.
Uh-huh.
It's a photo contest.
Yes.
We are going to talk about... What else are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk with Victoria Ann Weiler of Center Activities about their summer programs for kids.
And then we've got this coastal highway thing.
Yes, we're going to talk about the highway a little bit.
Peeps want to be putting an overpass near Indianola Cutoff.
Some people do.
Some people want that.
Yep.
In fact, I think the state, like legally, it has to have that, right? That kind of part of it?
I don't know about that.
Look, we'll get there.
And then we're going to talk about Ocean Night.
Ocean Night. So that's four.
Yep, we have a lot on the plate.
We do. Let's power through this. And starting off from Center Activities, Victoria Ann Weiler. How are you, Victoria?
I'm good. How are you, Dave?
We're pretty good. And you, you're a fun catalyst yourself, right?
It is true.
Like, you're part of your job is getting people to go out and have fun.
Yeah, and getting to take people out and have fun.
So as far as Center Activities' summer aquatic schedule is going on, let's talk about just two programs that you think are just super rad and popular.
Yeah, we've got our multi-venture team camp, which is next week, starts Monday, July 15th through the 19th. And that we do a rock wall day on Monday, surfing at Moonstone on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we go out to Ruth Lake, and we do a camp out, and we do surfing, sailing, kayaking, canoeing, and stand-up paddleboarding up at Ruth Lake. So it's a full week of a lot of different activities.
So that's like the cheapest possible way to find a new hobby, because you get the buffet experience.
Pretty much, yeah. And if you get kids stoked on it at 12 to 17, then they end up kind of doing it the rest of their life.
So, speaking of kids getting stoked on paddle sports, I read this morning that some kids had paddleboarded across Lake Michigan this week. I think this is 2 days ago. That's 80 miles. Yeah, it's 80 miles.
Wow.
It's a long way.
So if you see those people out there on the water and you go, I would like to try the paddleboarding or whatever it is, the sailing, Center Activity is going to hook it up. What else have you got? That was number one of two. What's number two?
July 29th through August 2nd, we have our teen paddle and raft camp. And Monday, we go kayaking at Stone Lagoon. Tuesday, we go to Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center and teach a lot about sea kayaking and how to do self-rescues. Wednesday, we're going to go and teach a lot about river kayaking on the Mad River and teach about eddies and rolls. And then on Thursday and Friday, we go up to the Trinity River and we do 2 days of camping and rafting the Trinity. So that is another way for kids to get more stoked on any type of paddle sport, really.
How often do you hear the phrase, I'm on a boat?
Oh, especially since that song came out, I feel like more than not, we'll be sailing around and kids will be, I'm on a boat.
Yeah.
I'm on a boat.
Get your flip-flops. Yeah, it seems like I'm on a boat has kind of hit the, like, free bird. It's like at that point now.
Absolutely.
It's summoning.
Hey, Victoria, do you guys have scholarships or anything for some of these camps?
We do. We have some scholarship money left, which is available for low-income or families that feel like they may fit the bill for that. So you can call our office at 707-826-3357 and ask about scholarships and fill out the paperwork for it.
All right. That's all the time we got for you, Victoria. Thank you so much, Victoria Ann Weiler, Center Activities. They'll put you on a boat. That's the long and short of it. All right. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks Victoria.
All right, bye.
If I can add one more to it. Look, this is going to be one long lightning round at this point.
All right.
Okay, but in the lightning round, we got to add Friends of the Dunes. They're doing the summer camp for 8 to 12-year-olds next week.
That's right.
Isn't that cool?
Yes, it's really cool.
Dude, like, your kid could be sitting around trying to play a pinochle with him or herself, if that's even possible. Or they could be... kids play pinochle, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. Or they're out at Friends of the Dunes. They're learning about the wetlands. They're hiking through the dunes. They're looking at forests that are getting eaten by sand demons. It's fantastic. Call Friends of the Dunes for info on that.
Yeah, I want to hang out with sand demons. What's that all about?
It's next week. I think it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day next week.
That's great.
Monday through Friday. And next up, lightning round.
Yeah.
What you got?
101 Corridor.
What's happening with that?
So, and I think you've already been talking about it on air today, the Coastal Commission put out a staff report pretty much saying, and it is in the Times Standard as well, Coastal Commission staff report basically recommends that the Coastal Commission deny the 101 interchange project for Indianola. Also, with that project comes closing the medians. I don't know if all the other features have been fully covered in the media, but they want to close all the medians except for Indianola and I think at Airport
Avenue. Close the medians, you mean like the turnouts where you could go out Indianola cutoff?
Yeah, so like Bayside cutoff would be closed.
Oh,
you could only go north on Bayside cutoff.
I don't like that either.
Yeah, and you know, if you're a bicyclist and you are, let's say you're a cross state, you know, you're doing the Pacific Coast Trail,
mm-hmm.
the only bike campground in this area is at the KOA camp,
yeah.
And they're going to close that cutoff. I mean, so the bicyclists are going to have to bicycle, I don't know, down to Eureka and turn around and come back to.
Well, you know, that's what they do. They're good for an extra 10 miles.
I don't know about you. I'd bicycle, but I'm not extra. I'm not good for an extra 10 miles.
There would be some. Yeah, that would be weird. But I mean, the idea that they would have to mound all this dirt out onto wetland that we're already not in excess of. I don't think anybody's very wild about that idea.
You know, I've seen some disparaging comments about the quality of the wetlands that are likely to be filled by people who favor the interchange. And I think the important point here is that, you know, we've lost 90% of our coastal wetlands. We have agricultural wetlands that is this stuff that just looks like grass to people. And that's also protected under the Coastal Act. It's a valuable cultural and economic resource as well as an important habitat resource. So it's protected.
Yeah. No, we don't have. It's not like we got extra wetlands just to burn.
No.
All right. Next up, what do we got? We've got.
Let's talk about Swimmable Humboldt and Swimmable California.
Yeah. This is a photo contest.
Yeah. So it's not just a photo contest. Swimmable California Day has been passed by the state legislature. It was an initiative put forward by the California Coastkeeper Alliance, which we're part of. And it's just basically a day to celebrate our swimmable waters. Going along with that, the Coastkeeper Alliance has put out a Swimmable California contest so you can win some cool prizes.
Sweet. And what are the prizes?
They haven't told us.
Oh.
But I'm sure they're cool. If they say they're cool, I
believe
them.
That. They get sweet swag from like outdoor companies and
oh,
stuff.
Yeah,
like they
totally.
Get all kinds of deals.
Totally. So the idea is take your photo of you and your friends enjoying our swimmable waters and upload it to Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram with the hashtag SwimmableCA, and that will enter you automatically into the contest. What we decided to do locally is also have a Swimmable Humboldt mini contest.
Sweet.
So if you also put in the hashtag SwimmableHumboldt,
then we can find you.
Then we can find you, and we can choose a winning photo for Humboldt. And the winners of our contest get a free boat ride.
Yeah! Which is
for you and five of your friends.
Love it. Love it. That's kind of like, yeah, that's going to be sweet.
Yeah, and you have all month to do this, so enjoy July in our swimmable waters and bring photos.
All right, swimmable Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter users, hashtag SwimmableCA and SwimmableHumboldt. Throw them both in there.
Like, that's right. Yeah, if you only put SwimmableCA, you won't be entered in the local contest.
Get on board with this. Oh, that's fantastic. I'm going to go search that real soon.
Yeah.
All right, and then, okay, so wow, we're powering through
this, know,
Jessica.
Maybe we're being a little too focused.
No, I would not accuse us of that.
Okay, Thursday night is Ocean Night.
Yeah.
We put it back a week because of 4th of July holidays. And this week we have Rock the Boat, a fun and lively documentary about these quirky folks who canoed and kayaked down the LA River just to prove it was navigable.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They did that?
Yeah.
Dude, I flew over the LA River and I'm looking down at that thing going, this is why Jessica Hall is so into creek restoration.
Mm-hmm.
So they did it. It can be done.
Oh, yeah. It can totally be done.
They kayaked the LA River.
Yeah, and
from the headwaters to the sea?
From the junction of Bell Creek and Arroyo Calabasas, which is where the LA River officially begins.
Wow. How far is that?
52 miles.
Rock the Boat, it's called?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. You know how many kayak nerds listen to this thing?
It's going to be really fun.
They're going to be
It's a really fun film. And as a result of this film, as a result of this action by these kayakers, the Army Corps had to redesignate the LA River as navigable, which was the whole thing. The whole thing that started this was that the Army Corps had determined that large reaches of the LA River weren't navigable, and that reduces the Clean Water Act protections that are afforded to the river. So,
oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and so these kayakers were like, you think it's not navigable? Well, we'll show you. And as a result, the EPA actually came back. Lisa Jackson flew down to Compton Creek in, you know, South Central Los Angeles, South LA, and she had a press conference where she officially designated it all as navigable.
Wow.
It was pretty cool.
That's like an Abbie Hoffman move. That's so cool. So not only do they get a sweet boat trip, make a documentary, raise awareness, and affect the legislation that protects the river.
Well, and beyond that, so it was illegal to actually boat in the LA River at that time. And as a result of their actions, today there are reaches of the river where you can legally kayak and canoe.
Man.
And it really happened because of what they did. They opened up the river to kayaking in limited reaches last year, maybe for the last 2 years, and now they've opened it up to other reaches as well. So it's really cool.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Lisa Jackson, good guy.
Absolutely. Put her on the list.
So I'm doing it right now. Rock the Boat is the documentary, and it is at Ocean Night. That is tomorrow night.
Yeah.
At the ATL.
And our second movie is The Heart in the Sea. And that's a good surf film. It's looking at family and the intimacy that we have with the ocean when we go out in the water.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. That's dessert. Mm-hmm. You got two desserts is what's happening.
Oh, I know.
Oh, man. That's going to be a good Ocean Night.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Hey, I didn't go. How was the Ocean Night where they had the shark attack documentary guy?
I was out of town, so I missed it as well, but I heard it was packed.
Oh, I mean, it's always packed.
Yeah, no, this was really packed.
Love it.
Yeah, we had a good turnout. From
recap. Are we at the recap point, or do we have one more?
I think we're actually there.
For our listeners who are not in the room right now, which is everybody, you cannot see, but Jessica Hall brings a notebook, like a tiny red notebook.
It is a moleskin.
It's a moleskin. That is so cool. Like, I'm here using my notepad on my phone. That's how I keep notes. People think I'm texting. I'm taking notes.
Oh, you know, I sometimes do that too, but I guess I'm still old school. I like being able to flip pages.
Classic. And classy, Jessica Hall.
Thank you.
All right, so one more time. Center Activities, they want to get you on a boat. Friends of the Dunes, they want to get your kids out in the sun next week. Caltrans, what the hell? Rock the Boat sounds awesome. And then hashtag your Instagrams with Swimmable CA and Swimmable Humboldt.
There we go.
Dude.
Yeah, win a prize.
We just broke a record. Most topics ever on Coastal Currents. Anything else, Jessica Hall?
There's always something else.
Yeah,
we'll call it a day.
Let's call it a day. I think it's pretty ambitious. I feel like it's beer time. You want to go get a beer?
Yeah, let's do that.
We got beers in the fridge. I just found them this morning.
Uh-oh.
What's up with the night staff has been having fun? I think the day staff should get fun, too.
Well, maybe you need some morning margaritas.
Exactly. Oh, I don't even want to tell you how much rum I drank. That's been Coastal Currents. We'll be back.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.